from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Why don't you explain this to me like I am an 8-year-old?
Do you need it broken down?
It's so dumb.
Why don't you explain this to me like I'm 5?
Well, lucky for you.
I don't know how else to talk about it.
Shut up, Meg.
It's time for...
Now I let you know!
Meg-splaining.
Meg-splaining.
Before we get to Meg-splaining, Arcan, are you trying not to ogle the beach volleyball players right now?
I wouldn't say I'm trying not to. I'm taking a look.
I see you. You're like taking glances up there, and I'm like, is it? It's on behind Jones's head.
Yeah,
because we're in an audio. I'm guessing
it's,
right now.
It's French. There's, Germany.
I'm guessing it's the French.
I got
women,
my
not the
I got
German
my favorites.
The
I got,
German
you know.
Women are in pretty revealing beach volleyball
they
uniforms.
Are. They are indeed.
Because I will say, like, Team USA the other day was wearing, like, spandex pants. I was like, I thought that the beach volleyball ladies were supposed to be in bikinis.
Yeah, these bottoms, you're right. There's not much going
there's
on.
Not a lot
you know
show.
Who I liked was Misty May. Remember Misty May? Her and Carrie, what was the tall one's name?
Carrie Walsh.
Carrie Walsh, yeah.
Yeah, they were dominant.
Carrie Walsh and Misty May. That was a team right there.
Anyway, into Meg's
wedding. Was she married to a professional athlete?
Which one?
Misty May.
I don't know with either of them.
You weren't that big of a fan. Then hang on, I'll look it up, but keep going.
Okay. So I came across
her personal life. I don't care.
I came across this article in Boston Magazine today where the writer was complaining about how restaurant reservations are ruining the spontaneity of being able to go out to a restaurant in the Boston area. And here's what they wrote. They said recently that they realized everyone was noticing the same thing. The spontaneous fun, this is the writer, not me, of walking into a restaurant has given away to the frustration of realizing the need to have made plans weeks, if not months, ahead of time. It starts to feel like a vicious cycle. The more people make reservations, the more people must make reservations. People who snag reservations 3 weeks out leads to people who feel the need to book 4 weeks out.
Who wrote this, Jen Royal?
I don't know. And then they cancel? And do you know what that does to small businesses? I don't, because I've never owned a restaurant, and it seems like an extremely stressful industry to ever be in.
It is.
Arcan, you know well about it.
It's not that
Have
hard.
You guys noticed, it's hard enough working in them.
That's fine.
It is a very stressful workplace.
It's
Can't
okay.
imagine owning. Have you noticed going out to eat recently and being turned away because the writer here says they went into a restaurant, asked if they had reservations. They said, no. Can we put our name down for waitlist? Thinking maybe it's going to be as bad as an hour and a half. And they said, we're not accepting any more diners. Like, we are so booked out. The waitlist is so long on top of the reservations.
No.
You can't even sit at the bar.
Sounds like maybe 3 or 4 places in Boston.
Yeah, I've never had that issue in my life. Yeah, and especially, like, where are people going where you can't get
like, Contessa's that busy? There's, like, a couple of places that are that busy, but there's not that many.
It's that busy where you walk in and they go, don't even try with a reservation.
Don't even bother.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which, quite frankly, don't know if I want to eat at a restaurant like that anyways. Because then I feel self-conscious. You know,
I mean,
then
Contessa's
I'm like,
good, but yeah.
I've never eaten there. Did you go there with Cindy?
Yes, I went there. We took my mom there for her birthday, and we needed to make reservations well in advance.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if I can really handle that, like, experience.
There you go.
Puts the pressure on too
much. Boston Massacre in the Twitch chat. This happens often in Boston. They say they're fully committed for the evening.
I've never had that happen. Once or twice. It's happened to me in Portland, actually, where you walk in, and it makes you really feel bad when you walk up, and they're like, oh, no. There won't be anything open for the... And you're like, how about 9:45?
Mm-hmm.
If we sit down at 9:45 and your kitchen closes at 10:30 and we order right away, and they're like, oh, no, it's impossible.
What's the longest out you've ever made a reservation?
So for our honeymoon, I made them out probably like almost more than two months in advance.
2 months in advance?
Because I wanted to be sure that we just had them. I was so nervous that I didn't want us wandering around.
You were worried about this problem.
Getting hangry
Sorry,
on the honeymoon.
Going to Subway.
I mean... I don't know that I've ever made a maybe a week. I don't even know that I've ever made one a week out.
So
I definitely made one a week out before.
I mean, like, also, that would be the
weekends
most.
What do you mean
bigger,
you've never made one a week out? What about for, like, if you have somebody visiting and you have a group of six or something like that? You can't just trot into a restaurant and plunk down?
Certain ones you can.
I'll make a reservation, but, like, 2 days before. Not even, I'll make a reservation, just not more than, like, I don't even know if I've ever made one a week out, in all honesty. I don't know if I ever have.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. I'm not saying Kat never has. I don't think I ever
So did. I'm pretty big on reservations, and I have to say.
Hey, you just made one 2 months in advance. This is exactly what people are talking about. This is the problem people are talking about.
Because I get nervous about it.
Okay, but you're like, who does this? Why is this a problem? Just did it.
Here's the thing. I know in my neighborhood in Southie, there's certain places in Dorchester that we can go to that you can just breeze in and sit at the bar. And I like sitting at the bar for dinner. I feel like it's fun, especially if there's a baseball game on or something.
You
want to
go where everyone knows your name.
Well, right. You can just, like, get a good meal, like a restaurant quality meal, but you're sitting at the bar. That doesn't bother me. But if it's, like, an occasion, a birthday or, you know, something like that, or I have people visiting, then I'm like, yeah, I need to plan this ahead of time because
if I have people visiting, they don't know anyway. So I'll just take them somewhere else. I'm like, ooh, I wanted to take you here, but you have no idea. We'll go somewhere else. You don't know.
Yeah, but some places you walk in and they give you this smirk and they're like, yeah, it's probably going to be 2 hours.
No, but,
and you're like, what?
Okay, but no, I'm not saying I'll just waltz in, no reservation. If I'm 5 days out and they're like, we don't have any reservations, I go, okay, fine, I'll make a reservation somewhere else.
That's it depends how big the place is, though. Like, if it's like a tiny little hole in the wall place and it's busy and you know you can't get a table there. I mean, that's
right.
That's, like, understandable.
Like, some of those
places,
they
have a big dining room and a big bar and, like, you know.
North End's different.
Yeah.
Some of those places in Portland are very tiny, right? Where it's like, you got to get in there. There's only so many tables. Like, that I get. But, yeah, I don't know that I've ever made a reservation that far out.
I'm not going to name the name, but there's a restaurant in Portland, and I really like it. You have to make a reservation to sit at the bar. Like, not even
some
get
restaurants
food.
Do. Some restaurants
if
do that
If you want to sit there and have a martini, you have to reserve bar seats.
Yeah, some restaurants do that here, I feel like. No?
That, like, eliminates the point of having a bar. The bar is for, like, walking up and hanging out and maybe grabbing a seat or not.
I take that back. Maybe that wasn't here. I've had to do that before. When we were in Charleston a few summers ago, we had to do that. We had to reserve a seat at the bar. Correct. So, actually, I take that back. Maybe that wasn't in Boston, but I've had to do that before where you make a reservation and just get a bar seat. I've had to do that.
Yeah, I hate it. I mean, I still go there, but I'm like, okay, this is something we have to plan out way ahead of time if we want to sit and have a martini, and that's kind of annoying. Of course, because it's the restaurant industry in Boston and the political aspect of it, it comes back to COVID. The writer says that she talked to the president and CEO of the Massachusetts Restaurant Association, who said that because of the restrictions that came with lockdown, a lot of places turn to online reservation apps way more heavily than they used to. So, like, I worked at a place. I worked at the Gallows in the South End years ago.
That was a good place.
And when I worked there, they didn't take reservations. It was supposed to be a neighborhood spot where you just came in and the wait was the wait and you took your chances.
I used to take my Tinder dates to the Gallows.
Nice.
Yeah, I did.
Did you take Cindy there? Because Cindy started as a Tinder date.
That's true. Mego waited on you.
I wasn't a waitress. I was a
hostess. She might have seen me to the table. Yeah, that may have happened. I don't know. I can't remember, but yeah, it may have. I stopped because I started having bad luck there, so I stopped. I took that out of rotation.
What does that mean?
It means I had a couple of bad dates there, you know. And so I was like, all right, this place has bad juju.
Define a bad date. What does that mean?
I mean, you know, there wasn't much to talk about.
Didn't lead many places.
Exactly. Yeah. There wasn't a second date.
You walk into a place and loudly demand that they put on women's beach volleyball. You're probably going to strike out early, bud.
Why?
Excuse me, hostess. Can you put on some
scantily clad
German
beach volleyball players?
TV,
thank you.
Why are they wearing those long pants? Disgusting. I want to tell you about this because one of the things that I do like when you're, like, out and you go to someplace and they say, oh, we have, like, a digital wait list you can join instead of, like, they don't do any reservations.
Like a flight. Yeah.
Yeah. But they're like, jump on the wait list. And they'll tell you, they'll say it's probably going to be 35 minutes. And then you can go get a drink somewhere or go walk around or whatever and pop back in. And I think that's the best of both worlds. This restaurant, and I'm going to name check it because they're in the article. Have you ever heard of Sarma in Somerville?
Yep.
I've never heard of it. Sarma, is it like Swanky?
Sarma and Dali. It's the sister restaurant of Dali, right? I've been to both. Yeah.
So they were saying that a year ago, at any given moment, I think that they take reservations, but they also do the digital wait list. But they say any given moment, they have 800 names on the wait list.
Wow.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style.
you get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
And they said this year they find that it's up to 1,500 people on the wait list on a Saturday night.
So we took a...
So you go on Saturday night, you're like, oh, we'll put our name down. And they're like, great, there are 1,480 people, like 1,480 people ahead of you.
Yeah.
And you're like, cool, we'll be sitting down at 4 o'clock in the morning.
That doesn't sound right to me.
Well, we took...
It seems fake.
I mean, maybe Kat made a reservation a year in advance. I have no idea. We went with friends to Sarma. We took her her mom and her stepdad. We took them to Dali. And I don't think we had,
was it because you're a celebrity?
Crazy reservations.
They were like, oh, here's the celebrity.
They, like,
Mr.
set
Jones.
Up a table, Goodfellas style? Yeah, yeah, I mean, I don't know.
You walk behind, there's a sweeping, they carry the table around Sarma.
I'm with Arkan. Doesn't sound...
Hey, it's Jones.
Oh, right this way, Jones.
Doesn't sound right to me. That much of a wait does not sound right.
1,500 people on the wait
list? That's what it says in this article, I'm telling you. I've never heard of it.
Huh.
I'm not cool enough to go to Sarma.
Ridiculous. Apparently not. Couple of texts here, 37937.
Three seats in there?
Number one, do we really believe Jones has enough friends to need a reservation of six? Usually that's when family's in town.
Yeah.
Good point by you. Another text here, Mego pre-orders grilled cheese and chicken nugs weeks in advance.
That's true.
That's also true.
That's a good point.
Okay, the person who says you're an entitled little snot, is that me or you guys?
Yeah, which one of us are you talking to? You got to be
more
specific.
I'm just trying to make reservations.
How would it be me? I don't make a reservation until
you get to go to Sarma.
You're making it two months in advance.
1,500 people on any given Saturday are trying to eat, and Jones walks in and gets the special table.
You're making it 2 months in advance?
In the corner.
I'm pretty sure they're talking to the person who makes reservations 2 months in advance, I think, but I guess they could be targeting Arkander. I have no idea. I don't know who it was targeted at.
I don't think that it's... I don't know what's entitled about trying to get ahead of the system and trying to make a reservation so I can sit down.
But this is the problem. You're saying this is why everything's so backed up is because people are making reservations so far in advance.
Yeah, I think the wait list is the right way to go. I think if you can make like a digital wait list, and it's maybe that's way harder for the staff in time, so that's not a solution, but I do like that. And I like a place that doesn't take reservations. I like going and taking a gamble. Patty's in West Newton is like that. That place is awesome.
Well, you like taking a gamble sometimes.
You've been to Patty's?
I like Patty's.
You like taking a gamble sometimes, but other times you like making reservations 2 months in advance.
Now, if I'm with a group of people who I know are okay with waiting for an hour for a table, then I'll go to a no reservation spot.
Nice.
If it's like my parents, we got to make reservations a couple weeks out because they'll be like, meh, 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 meh. And I'm like, sorry.
Are they picky?
They'll just be like, well, this is what happens when you want to eat at 7 o'clock. And I'm like, 7 o'clock.
You know,
when
we see your brother, we always have reservations.
They just never know. When my in-laws come to town, they just never know what's good, what's not, what has a long way. They have no idea. Just take them wherever. They don't.
Sounds like Boston restaurants are back, though. That's good.
They don't know any better.
Yeah, here we are, 4 years after COVID. Everybody's fine. Everybody's packed to the gills.
I can't walk in anywhere. Nope. That's what I'm being told. I mean, not that I try to all that often, but I can't walk in anywhere. All right. 617-779-7937. I've heard there were some Bet Roulette hits while I was out. Let's try to hit on another one next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.